Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, it's All Pundits All the Time with Mary Lau, Eric Herzig, and Stacy Woodbury. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Your business deserves the absolute best in workers' compensation? You should know that not all workers' comp is equal. With Pro Group Management, your business is all that matters. What do you receive for your premium dollar? Professional risk management team, top-rated claim service, customer care team, website access to your full account? It's all in the numbers. You can upgrade your dollars and make them stretch farther and more efficiently. Call us today. You deserve the best. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
What has the massive Tahoe Reno Industrial Center contributed to Northern Nevada, and just in the past few years? Well, they're home to 130 industrial companies, manufacturing, distribution, clean energy, occupying over 12 million square feet of industrial space, and employing over 6,000 Nevadans. That's incredible. All in less than 5 years. And with over 100,000 acres to go, we're just getting started. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
At TravelNevada.com.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel for today, and they're going to be here for the whole show, which we're excited about. Mary Lau is here, the president and CEO of the Retail Association of Nevada, one of our proud sponsors. Eric Herzig is professor of political science at UNR, and Stacy Woodbury is executive director of the Nevada State Medical Association. And I know that you guys are not international experts, but I wanted to bring up a couple of topics because it's just, you know, the feel of the country, really. First of all, what should we be doing with Russia and this whole Ukrainian jet situation? Are we on the edge of World War III, or is it something that Russia just gets to get away with?
I don't think we're on the edge of World War III at this time. Right now, the EU just this morning have increased their sanctions with Russia. I think that they're going to find out they're a little bit more isolated than they were. But we don't have the partnership internationally to declare war on Russia. So I don't see it happening.
You know, we've had sanctions against Iran for decades. You know, what do you think the effectiveness of sanctions are to curb President Putin?
Well, sanctions actually do have a mixed record in that, you know, you can scoff about how long we've had sanctions against Iran, hasn't brought down the government, but the quality of life in Iran has deteriorated because of that. I don't know if Russia would want to have that deterioration of their quality of life. However, are the Europeans really willing to go to the next step and their energy dependence based upon the natural gas flow? That's a much tougher call. The EU and Russia have very interdependent economies. The EU is Russia's largest trading partner. So sanctions could have some effect.
Stacy, your thoughts?
Well, I think It's interesting because having been to Europe a few times and the culture is so completely different, and I think it's something that we here in the States, if unless you've been over there, you really don't get the difference in the dynamic, because the way they look at the United States is different than the way we as citizens might look at it. Sometimes we think, well, why should we have to be the police for the world? And I think if you go overseas, you can see by the difference, even in if you watch CNN International when you're overseas, that the rest of the world looks at us differently and does look at us to be a leader. So do we declare war? I don't think so. But I think definitely the U.S. has to do something.
Actually, it's resolved with Tom Clancy's novel, because Jack Ryan saved the day when Russia cut off the gas supply just for the Ukraine, to take over the Ukrainians, if you remember the book. It's the exact scenario. All life's a drama.
Well, and he has been noted, you know, over the years for having the best intelligence of anybody, and everybody's still really trying to figure out how he gets all that information. The other major conflict that's going on is the Israel-Palestinian situation. And Eric, it's been interesting over the years, you know, just about every legislator in the U.S. Congress has gone to Israel on a goodwill mission to tour the country. And the Palestinians have not had any reciprocal program like that. But the media, this is a tough thing to talk about, but I think that the media, in a way, has been, in the initial stages of this, much more sympathetic to the Palestinians and what's happening there. But I think that that's starting to turn around in the media now.
Well, I think I would agree with you that initially it was, well, as I say, an asymmetrical war, which is often, yes, the non-state actor bothering the large state actor. Large state actor can't act back. Israel acted back, and they smacked the Palestinians. The death ratios were out of proportion in a sense where people thought, well, this isn't fair, so to speak. But I think over time, people started to realize, wait a minute, you're throwing 80-100 missiles a day just randomly into civilian areas, which nobody in the West and anybody who is fighting, in a sense, regular war would accept. It's against international law. I mean, and Israel is going to the extreme to warn people to, you know, hey, we're going to bomb your neighborhood. You got an hour, get out. Where the random rocket from Hamas. Hamas is a bad actor in this, and they have few friends. They have few friends in any kind of organized government setting. You know, Egypt's not the friend. The other Arab states aren't really rallying to them, and I think
well, it's
that's
starting
to kick
arm out. Of Iran. You know, their funding comes from Iran.
And so again, they are out there, and they are unwilling to negotiate. And so I think people are saying Israel has a right to self-defense, and Hamas has no friends.
One of the things that was surprising to me, you know, when you think of tunnels, you think of Hogan's Heroes and people, you know, digging with a spoon. But these tunnels that they've discovered are concrete. They've got lighting in there. There's room to move vehicles. Were you shocked to find out about that?
It is pretty amazing, because when you look at the, you know, some of the surface structures and what's going on in those countries and how that kind of stuff underneath the ground is... seems like you're putting your resources in a strange direction.
You've traveled
not
in Israel.
Least, but it's surprising. I've traveled in Israel, and the last trip my husband and I took before he passed away was we were in the Kuchi tunnels in Cambodia in Vietnam area, and those are entire villages. They're not just, you know, they have lights in Israel's tunnels. Good for them. They cooked, they housed, they had everything. So it's a common denominator in war now. Things that happen underneath the ground are as important as above.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back to the United States for our discussion after this timeout.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
When it comes to delivering energy, a lot happens behind the scenes. NV Energy generates thousands of megawatts of energy and moves it along miles and miles of transmission and distribution lines to Nevada homes and businesses. So when you flip a switch or push a button, there are no surprises.
The doctors at Eye Care Associates specialize in surgical and medical treatments to maximize your vision results. They can change the way you look at the world.
LipiFlow is an exciting new technology used in the treatment of chronic dry eye disease.
The procedure is quick, usually about 12 minutes, virtually painless, and performed in their surgical suite. Don't let dry eyes interfere with your life.
We perform a comprehensive evaluation to determine whether or not you will benefit from LipiFlow.
Your sight is critical. Call Eye Care Associates for an appointment.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
At TravelNevada.com.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're talking with our pundits Mary Lau, Eric Herzig, and Stacy Woodbury. So Governor Perry is sending 1,000 National Guardsmen to the border between Texas and Mexico, just a political stunt? Because, I mean, their job is not to prevent people coming across the border. It's to facilitate people who are coming across the border.
I do think it's a political stunt. Perry's going to run for president. Perry's fighting with Obama. To argue that the border is not secure and this is somehow going to make it more secure just doesn't, in a sense, pass the smell test. The flood of recent immigrants is very unique. They're coming across. They're not trying to sneak in. They're coming across and turning themselves in. It's a totally different scenario. The actual number of people coming across the border has gone down. And so the Border Patrol and the traditional agencies have done a better job over time. Now you have this very unique situation that I think Perry's just taking advantage of for political points.
And it's interesting, you know, Governor Perry's now wearing these new glasses that are, quote, supposed to make him look more intelligent, which is an interesting way of looking at it, according to several pundits. But after his last campaign, is this not futile? Or is it just a question of there's so much money available to he will be by then a former governor of Texas, that why not?
Well, clearly, the Republicans haven't had a lot of success in the last two elections putting up a candidate that generated the public interest. There is a following for Rick Perry. Is that a following that leads him to the presidency? I'm not sure.
Rand Paul is being looked at this point in time as the most likely candidate to be the Republican candidate. Your thoughts about a Rand Paul candidacy?
Deja vu all over again. The Democrats couldn't put up anybody against Sandoval. We're not there yet. Rand Paul is the same stuff, different day. I don't think he's a viable candidate, and I can't tell you who is.
And that's an interesting place to come to Eric.
I think you're going to have multiple people attempt to run. I mean, this field is wide open for the Republicans, and many Republican pundits will say, oh, that's good, we'll have a free flow of ideas. How'd that work out last time when you had this debate with, I don't know, 12, 16 people, and then they start fighting amongst themselves, and you had 26 debates? I mean, it was a sideshow that really hurt them. I think they could easily repeat that. You've got Christie, Rubio, Rand Paul, Perry, and who knows who else is going to jump
in. But isn't this democracy?
Absolutely. I mean, that's fine, and you can say this is the vetting of ideas, but in terms of kind of more pragmatic political style and political strategy, you want to get behind a candidate not have these kind of open wounds moving forwards. And what's funny is that the Republicans generally were pretty good at that through the 80s and 90s. You knew the guy.
Right, and it was always whose turn it was.
Yes.
And which is why you got people like Bob Dole.
Yeah, and that was the bad news, but it's also how you got both Bushes.
But and you, so yeah, you used to have people that raised up through the process, and they weren't overnight wonders and people you didn't know. They were people that had been tested and gone through. I think Clinton broke that mold, and that isn't a criticism of his campaign or anything. It was just like, who's this guy out of Arkansas and he's president? You know, who's this guy out of Illinois and he's president and stuff. So we're not vetting good candidates anymore.
You can even see it in the races here where we've got people running to the right of the candidates that were considered to be on the right. So until you get some consensus from the Republican Party, you're going to have a hard time making an impact on changing control of anything.
Now, on the Democratic side, you've got Hillary Clinton, who a lot of people think is the front runner, but Elizabeth Warren appears to be the rock star in that party, and you've got Joe Biden in the mix as well.
Yeah, Joe Biden's going to throw in some stuff, and you've got Debbie Wasserman, Schultz, thank you, and stuff like that, who's doing her bid, running around from state to state, but she's extremely on the left. I mean, we've got so many people on the left and so many people on the right that we do need people in the middle to reach consensus. But I think it's the state of politics now. The Republicans have made idiots of themselves for so many years, and I think the Democrats are poised to start doing it, too. Because it's like ready for Hillary. It's all, you know, a two to three year campaign ready for Hillary to see if there's a possibility she might make it.
Eric, on the Democratic side.
Democratic side has fewer potential candidates. Certainly Hillary Clinton is the front runner, but I will say again, she was supposed to sweep the field 8 years ago, or 6 years ago. You've got Mr. O'Malley from Maryland, who's not going to go away. Cuomo, although I would guess he's more of like the vice presidential candidate. So the Democrats have the potential for a split, but we'll see. Elizabeth Warren, yeah, she's the rock star. She's the Obama of the next election. Will she be able to turn that into a nomination? I don't know.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back to Nevada after this timeout.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Authentic Mediterranean in an American diner? You heard right. Joe's Diner is featuring two Mediterranean must-haves from handed-down family recipes from our chef. Falafels and lac mangoons are just $1.99 each. Great for a snack, lunch, or dinner. Give your taste buds a break from the ordinary. Eat at Joe's.
Social Security disability benefits. For years, you pay into the system. Then when you need it most, what do you get? Zero. At David Allen Associates, we know the disability system is grinding to a halt. The ones that lose? People like you. But please don't give up. Those benefits belong to you, and we can help you get them at no cost to you until you get approved. Even though the system is faltering, we know how to make it work for you. I'm David Allen.
Northern Nevada is full of thriving businesses, exciting events, beautiful sunsets, spectacular food, and some of the most wonderful people I've ever met. The Plush Life will keep you informed, but more importantly, it will inspire you each week to live the happiest, healthiest, best life possible in this beautiful place that we call home.
If you're injured in an accident and you don't know what to do, we can help get you immediate medical attention.
Go lightly in Vanna, 222-3333.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're talking with our pundits here, Mary Lau, Eric Herzig, and Stacy Woodbury. Stacy, Lucy Flores is now making the rounds across northern Nevada as she tries to make herself better known to the voters here after the tough campaign on the Republican side for lieutenant governor. But in this business, it's all about money. And do you think that she's going to be able to raise up enough money when, in the cycle so far, Mark Hutchison has been, with the governor's blessing, the person raising up all the dough?
I think that Harry Reid will make sure that Lucy Flores makes a decent showing now. Can she overcome the war chest that Mark's accumulated? I don't know about that, but Lucy's pretty dynamic and she's a hard worker. And I don't think she's going to go down without a fight if she does go down.
Mary?
I think that she'll get some assistance and she'll get some national money and stuff, but I don't see her being able to woo northern Nevada or rural Nevada. I don't see at this point in time enough change.
And looking ahead, do you see a role for her down the road because she'll have all the statewide name recognition at that point?
Depends on how many people she steps on.
Ouch.
Well, I would agree with the analysis that she'll make a good showing. She will get enough support. I have said all along that it really depends on, can the Democrats get this massive registration lead out into a vote lead? And I don't think they're going to.
Why?
It's dwindling.
Well, even if it's a big...
Oh, Mary the optimist. Yeah.
No, I read the other day the numbers are slightly coming down. Right.
But it's still a very large lead. But they have no star power at the top of the ballot. I mean, Lucy Flores is the top name, and she's unknown in northern Nevada. Yeah, compelling personal story, will be a good candidate. I think she will be a strong person going forward unless she really messes up in this election. But I like Mark Hutchison's chances, particularly when he's walking arm in arm with Governor Sandoval.
Do you think the debates are going to make a difference?
Possibly.
These are two, you know, they're very nice people, but they're very aggressive people.
They are, and Hutchison has been criticized for being a little kind of thin-skinned, and so if he gets poked in a certain way, just as Sue Loudon poked him, it'll be interesting, but I think that he will be as controlled as possible. If she comes across essentially as having to attack, as Sue Loudon did, that didn't really work.
Erin Bilbray, looked like she was going to be a star challenger to Congressman Joe Heck, and from the money side, not coming in.
Well, money side's not coming in. There's no pizzazz to the campaign. There's too many changes in leadership in the campaign, and there's nothing that's taken off. She's just doing a treadmill campaign.
Does that surprise you? Because, you know, she's somebody who has trained candidates. Her dad was a former congressman.
No, it really didn't, because those that can't do teaching, no offense.
Ouch.
I don't mean it that way. It's so easy to advise somebody how to do their job, but it's really difficult to step in the shoes and do the job.
And for those listening on the radio, Eric is shedding a tear right now.
I do not mean it against him.
Stacey, your thoughts on that race? I mean, it just seems that, you know, Joe Heck has $1 million more in the bank at this point in time.
Yeah, and you know, it kind of surprised me because there were some different people initially back when this campaign started. Was it 9 years ago? but it seems like it's been a long time that race has been going on, and it really seemed like there was a few people that were interested, and it kind of weeded down the field to Erin, and it was kind of just surprising that didn't take off. I mean, she's, from all the way you look at the race, the woman, she's intelligent, she has advised people, she has all the skills in the toolbox. So it's just kind of interesting that there's been the issues with the campaign and the lack of internal leadership.
Well, and what's fascinating is you have an incredible machine that powered Harry Reid to re-election, the Obama campaigns, both of them successful in Nevada. We're a battleground state, and yet, as you point out, you know, there is no groundswell of great candidates coming out of that, the Democratic Party.
There's no groundswell of great candidates coming around. For some reason, I don't know why we've lost our leadership.
Don't you think it's because of the tenor of the campaigns that
people
don't want to come on and just get the heck beaten out of them? Pardon the expression, Congressman.
Yeah, no, I think that probably does have a lot to do with it to later on, because you used to go through and you'd get into the school Board of Trustees, and then you'd move forward. And then there was the philosophy that said, no, we want them fresh into the legislature so that they can start understanding the policy instead of being entrenched politicians. And then later on, I've heard many people that I think would be excellent legislators say, why would I put my family through that?
What has amazed me in this cycle is how many people don't have a race. How many people had no one file against them, or even the young gentleman, is it Flores that was running for Flores's seat?
Yes.
Edgar Flores, and nobody else filed? That just is amazing.
An open seat.
Open seats, and you're not DA's office up here. Open seat. Lawyers aren't shy, but yet they won't jump into politics. Lucy Flores is a good example of, she has very little experience, and yet she's running for lieutenant governor. Mm-hmm. She's, in a sense, the top of the Democratic ticket.
But in a funny kind of way, you know, lieutenant governor, what experience do you need? I mean, it's...
Well, I would agree with that, except the way it's now flipped, too, is that given the Democrats don't really have a viable candidate for governor, she's the top of the ticket. And I don't know what's going on here. I think there are lots of reasons people don't want to get into this. They don't want to raise the money.
That's true.
You have the parties have become both the, in order to get the nomination, extremely ideological. And so if you don't fit into that box, it's like, you know, I disagree with you. Oh, well, then you're off the boat, so to speak. So, yeah, I think you're driving away a lot of good people. And hence, in this supposedly all the politics all the time, and yet we can't find good candidates.
Yeah,
well,
I can't find
candidates, let alone good ones.
I totally disagree on the lieutenant governor comment, too. It is not a useless job. If Sue Wagner had not been lieutenant governor when Raggio was and the minority leader during reapportionment, Dean Rode made a play based on the Roberts Rules and Mason's Manual, and they changed the lines and drew better lines for Republicans, and it was a 10-year difference because of the lieutenant governor being president of the Senate.
And that's where we have to leave it. I have been taken aback. We'll be right back after this time out.
Reno is celebrating Doors to Recovery. Over 40 local artists are transforming historic doors into works of art. See them all over Reno during July and bid on them Saturday, August 9th at the Nevada Museum of Art. Get more info at doorstorecovery.org.
It's like AT&T knew what we wanted.
Just the other day, we were saying we wanted a TV experience that fit into our life.
And our budget.
And then we see this U-verse TV deal.
Call to get U-verse TV for just $19 a month with qualifying bundles. Keep the same great price for 2 years guaranteed. Plus, get a total home DVR included for life.
Great deal, huh? And get this, I've always wanted to put a TV in here, but there's no TV outlet. Now we can. By adding the wireless receiver from AT&T, we can move the TV where we want.
And with the total home DVR, we can record 4 shows at once and play them back in any room. We never miss a show now.
Call to get U-verse TV for just $19 a month with qualifying bundles. Keep the same great price for 2 years guaranteed. And ask about next day installation.
This AT&T deal was made for us.
Look, they even knew I wanted to record this show.
That was me, hon.
That was her.
The last time you enjoyed the delicious and authentic taste of Super Burrito. Meet your friends. Treat your family. Anytime's a great time for Super Burrito. With locations in Reno, Sparks, Carson City, and Minden, there's a Super Burrito near you.
Super Burrito, we do it right.
Reno is celebrating Doors to Recovery. Over 40 local artists are transforming historic doors into works of art. See them all over Reno during July and bid on them Saturday, August 9th at the Nevada Museum of Art. Get more info at doorstorecovery.org.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at nevadanewsmakers.com. On our next broadcast, do the governor's trade missions to foreign countries really work? We'll talk to Joe Dutra. He's the president of the Kimmy Candy Company. We'll see you then.